great love of Christ, the great love of the Father for us. So take your Bibles, if you would, and turn to Ephesians 6. We'll look this morning at Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 3, which is particularly addressed to children. It's particularly addressed to children, so I'll be speaking very particularly, very directly to children this morning. By children, biblically speaking, we're not just talking little kids, though. We're talking little kids and bigger kids and quasi-adult kids, those we would even typically refer to as students. So there's a number of people in this room, you know, you teenagers and whatnot, who we would not refer to as children. We don't think of you as children, but this word in the Bible for children would still apply to you because you're under your parents' roof. So this message is going to be particularly for you this morning, although I hope all of us, as we've looked in the past few weeks at commands to wives, at commands to husbands, as we've talked about singleness, I hope we've been seeing that there's something in these commands and in how it connects to the gospel for all of us. But do note, as you're turning, I'm sure you're still not turning, you guys are too quick for that, but I've said that just to act like I need to buy some time. But do note, on the side note, that this is one of the reasons we don't have a children's church at our church, meaning we have nursery for the little ones that can't understand English yet and make it more difficult for all of us at times to understand English. If they're, you know, sitting right next to us, perhaps. But as kids begin to understand things, the Bible assumes that they're going to be hearing. They're going to be hearing things. They're going to be hearing from the Word of God, and it assumes that that will take place with the rest of the saints in the household of God in worship. And that's just on the surface of the book of Ephesians here, this letter that was addressed to the saints in Ephesus, to the church in Ephesus. And Paul is talking to the church in Ephesus, and then lo and behold, he comes along here to talk directly to the children. So it was Paul's assumption, the children being a part of the church, another assumption of his, they are to be a part of the worship of the church, to be a part of the worship of God's people. So for us to have a big church and then a children's church where the third grader who can understand at least something of the sermon is sort of kicked out and put in their own sort of box doesn't jive, to put it technically, doesn't jive with the Bible on this point. And so we need to conform ourselves as much as we can to the Word of God. And that's just a reason for this. Okay, so on that note, let's hear now the Word of God. Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. God's word, let's pray and ask him to help us to understand it and to receive it and trust it. Great God, we do pray now that you would help us to understand this word. And beyond that, more than just understanding it, help us to trust it and believe it and obey it because it comes from you. It comes from you, the Father of all love, given to us through the Savior who loves us so much. So with the help of your Spirit, Lord, may we know that and trust that and live it. And we ask this in Jesus' name, amen. So here's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to look, first of all, at the command And it's kind of straightforward, but it's also difficult for us to obey. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to look at the command, but then we're going to spend some real time on why we obey the command. What helps us to obey this command to obey our parents? And what we're going to find there is going to be not only helpful for you children, but also, I hope, helpful for all of us, because it's going to remind us of the way that all of us pursue obedience to God. So let's just begin, though, by looking at what God commands of us in our passage. And it's pretty straightforward, isn't it? It's obey your parents. Now, we might pretend at times we don't understand what that means, but we know what that means. It's easy to understand, isn't it? When your parent says to do something, you need to do it. Pretty easy. When your parent says not to do something, you should not do it. Now we have no excuse. All of us understand what this means. Obey your parents. Do what they tell you to do. Don't do what they tell you not to do. But the command does go further than that, because we read that we are to honor your father and mother. In other words, the Bible says, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. But then it puts it a different way. It uses a different word for the word obey. It says, honor them. And what that means, kids, is that you are to, and this might be hard to believe, but it means you are to celebrate the fact, you're to be happy about the fact that your parents are in charge. This means that God doesn't just want you to do what your parents tell you to do, but you're allowed to do it with an angry kind of attitude. What this means is, obey your parents says you're to say, yes, yes, mom, yes, dad, I'm going to do what you've just told me to do, and I do it accepting. I do it okay with the fact that you're the one in charge. I like the fact that you are in charge of me. I like the fact that you are in charge of me. Now, when we think about it that way, it helps us to see that this command is really hard. This is a hard thing to do, isn't it, guys? It's hard because it commands an attitude where we like the fact that someone else is in charge of us. But even beyond that, sometimes it's just plain hard to do what our parents tell us to do at all. We are guilty, all of us, of disobeying our parents because it is hard to obey. It's hard for at least three reasons. It's hard to obey our parents, think about this, because everybody around us is telling us that it's okay to disobey your parents. Most everybody around us is saying, yeah, like, you obey your parents when they're watching you. You obey your parents as much as you need to keep from getting into too much trouble. But come on, who does everything their parents tell you to do? That would be stupid. That would be crazy. No one needs to do everything they tell their parents to do. And the kids around us, the people we see on television a lot of times, a lot of people we know, they say, yeah, I don't do everything my parent tells me to do. What? That would be silly. That would be crazy. Who does that? It's hard because people are telling us it's okay not to obey our parents, even on television. Dads especially are portrayed as being idiots. They are. Most commercials, most TV shows, the dad are these fumbling idiots, and it's the teenagers, or even those younger than teenagers, who really understand the way the world works and what's going on. Just be on the lookout for that in movies. Be on the lookout for that in television, and you'll see it all over the place. Parents, especially dads, are idiots. You really know what's going on. You really understand the way the world works. You don't need to obey them. It's one of the things that makes it hard. But it's not just hard because everyone around us is telling us it's fine to disobey your parents as long as you get away with it. It's hard because we tell ourselves that. It's hard because of what's going on in our own hearts. Think about what's happening when you disobey your parents. When you disobey your parents, what are you thinking? What are you feeling? You're thinking and feeling, my parents don't really know what's good. My parents don't understand what is good for me. You don't trust what your parents are telling you. You don't trust that it's good. You think what you want to do is the good thing to do. So take a classic example. Everybody in here knows that cookies are good. Cookies are good. It's just an objective fact. Can't be argued with. I'm using it as an example because it's so blatantly obvious. It's a truism. Cookie and good go together. They equal each other. Cookies are good. But sometimes mom gets the idea that you're not allowed to have a cookie or a second cookie or a tenth cookie for some crazy reason. You don't know the reason, but she tells you, you can't have a cookie right now. And in your mind and in your heart, you say, there's a problem with that. Because cookies are good. Therefore, mom doesn't know what's best for me. Mom doesn't care about what's best for me. I know that cookie is good. I want cookie, so I'm going to take the cookie because that's what's good. It's hard to obey your parents because so often you don't think they know what is good for you. So when they tell you, don't eat the cookie, you don't believe them. You don't believe that it would be good for you not to eat that cookie. But there's a third reason it's hard. It's hard because people around us are telling us it's okay to disobey our parents. It's hard because inside we're thinking our parents aren't to be trusted. I know what's good for me. They don't really know what's good for me. But there's a third reason it's hard to obey our parents. It's because oftentimes our parents do mess up. Oftentimes our parents make mistakes. Oftentimes, our parents get it wrong. Now, let me be clear on this. Some parents are getting nervous in here. Let me be clear on this. Most of the time, that's probably not the case. I won't put a percentage on it, but because it would be a guess anyway. Let me be clear. Your parents know a whole lot better than you do. Just look at them. Just look over at your parents. They've been around the block a few times, okay? The way they look, you see how it's kind of a little bit more worn out and tired? It's because they've lived more life than you have. So you should trust that. But it's true that very often our parents don't make the best decisions. So in other words, they're not perfectly fair sometimes. They're not perfectly fair. They tell you to do something and they told your sibling, your brother or sister something else and you think that's not right because it's not fair. And you know what? Sometimes it's not fair. Sometimes your parents don't make the best decision. It's just a fact. We screw it up. Sometimes they might tell you to do something. Hear this. They might tell you to do something not because it's what's best for you, but because of what's best for them. Sometimes parents will tell you to do something because they are being selfish. Sorry, parents, to let that secret out. If you have a problem with me telling your kids that, please confront me after the service, so we can talk about the freedom that the gospel brings us to be able to confess our failures. I'd love to talk about that. So kids, it's hard to obey your parents because the world tells you you shouldn't. It's hard because of what you desire. It's also hard because your parents often mess it up. So here's the question now. Why should we do it then? It's so hard. The world doesn't want us to do it. Our friends don't care about us doing it. It's so hard because we want different things. It's so hard because our parents, as you just said, Pastor, they mess it up. So why should we obey our parents? We should obey our parents, firstly, because God says it is right. It's the right thing to do. Notice that in verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Now, the fact that he commanded it should be automatically, we should automatically clue into the fact that it is right because he commanded it, but God wants to drive it home because it's so difficult for us to do it at certain times. Obey your parents because it is right. It's not because you feel like doing it. It's not because it seems right all the time. Sometimes you're going to say, this doesn't seem right. It seems like I should have the cookie. It's sitting right there. It's good. We've established that. Why can I not have it? But God is saying to you, do it because obeying your parents is right. And it's always right unless they tell you to do something that's sinful. Even if it's not fair for you not to have that cookie. Okay, listen to this. This is so important. Even if they have sinned and for selfish reasons not given you the cookie, it is still right for you to obey them. Even if they are wrong, it is still right for you to obey them unless they tell you to do something wrong. But there's more to it than that, because Paul doesn't just tell us we are to obey because it's right. And he says this, and this is the really, really important. He says, you are to obey because you belong to Jesus. And he's the one that's telling you that it's right. This is really the reason that you are to obey your parents. You are to obey your parents because you belong to Jesus. And he's the one telling you that it's right. Those are found, that truth is found in a couple little words there in verse 1. Look again at verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Obey your parents in the Lord. Those three little words, in the Lord, carry a lot of meaning. Just like the three little words, have a cookie, carry a lot. They're powerful words. They change your day, don't they? In the Lord are three little words that mean a whole lot. Those three little words mean that you belong to Jesus and you are to obey your parents because you belong to Jesus. And Jesus is the one telling you to obey them. Now you may think, okay, well, so what if I belong to Jesus? What does that mean? Belonging to Jesus means everything. Belonging to Jesus means he loves you with an amazing love. It means he has saved you. And it means he only wants what is good for you. Belonging to Jesus means he loves you. He has saved you, and he only wants what's good for you. And so that changes the way we approach this command, doesn't it? Because even when we feel like our parents are being unfair and we don't feel like we can trust them, we remember, wait a minute, Jesus is telling me to do this. Jesus is telling me it's right to obey my parents, and I can trust Jesus. Why? Because I belong to him. He loves me. He has saved me. And he only wants what's good for me. So when he tells me to obey them, I can trust that it is right. I can trust that it is good. And now I want you to spend just a couple minutes thinking about what it means to belong to Jesus. So this sinks into us a little bit. What it means for Jesus to love us and to have saved us. Jesus loves us so much. We know the story, don't we? That he did what? He left heaven. He left paradise. He left a place that was perfect. And he came to a place that was awful. He came to a place that was hard. He left a place that was never, ever hard. No struggle. And he came to a place that was always hard and full of struggle. And he did it for us. And when he came, when Jesus came to the earth, he came to do two very important things for you. He came to do two very important things. He came to obey his parents for you. He came to obey for you, and he came to suffer the punishment for all the times you have not obeyed. He came to obey for you and to suffer the punishment for all the times that you have not obeyed. Now think about that for a minute. He came to be an obedient child in your place. What does that mean? It means that, see, the fact is, only obedient children get to go to heaven. If you don't obey your parents, you don't deserve heaven. But none of us have obeyed our parents. None of us have obeyed our parents. So what Jesus did is, he came and he said, God, I'm going to do it for them. It's something that they failed to do. I'm going to do it for them. It's like our parents having told us to cut the grass, and we've just said, nah, I don't want to cut the grass. And a brother or sister of ours sees us just sitting in the shade, you know, drinking iced tea, not doing what we were told to do. And they know we're going to get in a lot of trouble for it. And because they love us, I know this is unbelievable, but because they love us, what do? They go get the lawnmower and cut the grass for us. They obey in our place. Amazingly, Jesus came to earth to be obedient in your place, to be an obedient child for you. And he did it even when it was really hard. He did it when it was really hard. He did it throughout his life, and he did it even when he was dying. Now, think about this for a minute. Sometimes it's really hard to honor our parents. Sometimes it's really hard to obey them. Don't you think it would be really hard to obey them, to love them, to care about what was happening with your parents when you were dying on a cross? If you were nailed to a cross, kids, if you were feeling that much pain, if you were about to die, don't you think it would be really hard to honor your father and your mother? It would be. But that's exactly what Jesus did for us. He was hanging on the cross, and he looked down, and he saw his mother, and he saw the apostle John. And he told John to take care of his mother while he was dying on the cross. He was obeying this command, honor your father and mother. He did it when it was really hard, and he did it for you. But he not only obeyed his earthly parents, he obeyed always his heavenly father, even when it was hard, even when it meant dying on the cross. And by obeying his father, even to the point of dying on the cross, he took the punishment for all the times you disobey. God allowed the punishment that you deserved to fall on Jesus. And Jesus loves you so much, he willingly took that punishment. So this is what this means. If you belong to Jesus, it means he loves you that much. He loves you so much, he obeyed for you. He loves you so much, he died for you. And because of that, heaven is yours even though you've disobeyed. And he's always going to forgive you. Every time you disobey, he's going to keep forgiving you. He loves you that much. So doesn't it make sense then that when he tells us, obey your parents, we know it's right? Even when our parents may not know what's best, we do it because we belong to Jesus and he knows what's best and he loves us and we obey for him. Kids, please know this love for Jesus for you. Above everything, you need to know this. Above everything, you need to know that Jesus did all of that for you and he will always love you. If you've tuned out, if your brain is full, tune back in for this and know, as much as you disobey your parents, Jesus forgives you. As much as you disobey your parents, he will always forgive you. That's what it means to belong to Jesus. But you see, that's also the reason we obey, because it means he's good and we can trust him. Finally, in closing, there's a second reason given here for why we should obey, and it flows out of how good Jesus has been to us. We should obey because we belong to Jesus and can trust him, but also because Jesus promises to bless it. And we'll close with this. Look at verses 2 and 3 with me. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. You see that? With a promise. That it may go well with you and you may live long in the land or on the earth. Now, real quickly, just note what's happening here most basically. Jesus is telling us, you need to obey because you can trust me because I love you. But guess what? I also promise that I bless you when you obey your parents. It is a good thing when you obey your parents. And so we know that life in general, we can trust this. It goes better for us when we obey. It doesn't mean that every child that is good at obeying their parents is gonna live forever. And it doesn't mean that every kid that's not really good at obeying their parents is gonna die at an early age. But what this is telling us is that God has set up the world to work in a certain way. And when you obey your parents, in general, it will go better for you. It's the smart thing to do. We know this when we look at little kids. Because what are parents constantly doing with little kids? They're saying, pull your hand, your finger out of the light socket. Oh, that makes sense. That kid better listen to their parent, otherwise it's not going to go well for them. When a parent yells this a lot to a child at a certain age, stop, 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 stop. At a certain age, we instinctively go, yep, that child should probably listen. What did they tell him to stop doing? Don't know, but I bet it was a good idea to stop. We don't instinctively go, why does the parent of that 3-year-old have the right to say stop to that child? Because we know the kid's about to run out in the street. But this is the case growing, growing, growing. Obeying your parents, kids, means your life in general is going to go better. But more than that, what Paul talks about here with this promise hints at the idea, and at least hints at the idea, that for the Christian child to obey a parent that is raising them to know Jesus, they are going to have a really, really, really long life if they follow that parent. If your parent is teaching you to love Jesus, I guarantee you, you're going to have a really, really, really long life if you obey them in that. Why? Because you're going to have eternal life. If you follow your parent who is teaching you about Jesus, you will live long on the earth, on the new earth. You will live forever. Kids, this matters. And parents, next week, we're going to talk about how it matters for you as well. Let's pray together. Great God, all of us, no matter what our age, find obedience to be very difficult. All of us have failed to obey our parents. All of us continue to fail to obey you. So we thank you that we belong to Jesus. And we thank you that we are trying to obey you now, not to make you love us, but because you already love us so wonderfully. And we pray, Lord, that we would trust you. We pray, Lord, that we would know this love and trust you. Trust your word, trust your commandments. And always come to you when we failed. And know that because Jesus took our punishment, you forgive us always, every single time. We thank you for that, and we pray that you would help us, Lord, to follow and love you, that you would help us to obey our parents, and we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.